Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today. We're glad to be able to study from the Word of God. We've been studying this week concerning an account in 2 Kings chapter 4. The prophet is a prophet named Elisha. And Elisha had gone by the home of some Shunammite people. And the woman had said to her husband, "Let's build a room on and provide what is necessary for the prophet of God as he comes by." Well, finally, the question came up, what did she want in return? Though she said she wanted nothing, it was pointed out by Gehazi, the servant of the prophet, that she had no child. And so she and her husband were barren at this time, and the prophet said about the season, about the time of the bearing of the child, next year or in a year, there would be the child that would be born. Well, of course, that's what happened, and then the child died. But then, as she was going to meet the prophet, the question was asked, "Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?" Now remember, the child has just died. What was her answer? "It is well." How can a person surrounded by death and something as devastating as the loss of this child, how could they answer, "It is well"? Well, we pointed out the fact that you and I live in a world where there are problems that come our way. Being a Christian does not shelter us from the problems that are common to man. The same problems that other people face are faced by those who are children of God. But the child of God can answer when they have problems, "It is well." The reason? Well, we're suggesting some of them in our study. First of all, we suggest that the reason the woman of Shunem could say, "It is well," is because she knew that God cared for her and God was watching over the things that occurred in her life. That's a great consolation to children of God today, to be aware of the fact that there are those who are round about us having all kinds of problems, but we're able to deal with those problems with the assistance that comes from God. That's a very important thing to us. We're not alone in life. We have all the help that God can give to us. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. But as you look at that and realize that is true, remember indeed that God today has promised if we cast our cares upon Him, that He would care for us. Well, keeping that in mind then, there's one of the reasons that she could answer, "It is well." A second reason that she could say, "All is well with me," is because there is strength in holding to God and expressing our love and our appreciation for the God of heaven, the one who gave us life to begin with. What a great privilege it is to be able to worship the Maker of all men. I turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and verse 1, and I read, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Then in verse 26, I see God saying, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." And so God was creating man and bringing into existence mankind. Well, realizing that to be true, then He is the Maker of us all. Do you remember the statement in Matthew 19 and verse 4, when the record says, "He which made them from the beginning made them male and female"? We were created by God, and therefore He is concerned about His creation. Look about you and realize that even those who despise God, and those who curse His very name, those who use His name in vain, God is still their Creator. They may not recognize Him, they may turn their back upon Him, but it was God who made all men. Therefore, since God is our Maker, what a privilege it is to be able to come together and be with other people who understand that God was their Maker and offer worship unto God. I remember on one occasion when Paul was talking about the communion service, the taking of the bread and the fruit of the vine, in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 30, he made this observation. Therefore, that is, some have mistaken the Lord's Supper. Therefore, many are sick and weakly among you, and many sleep. In other words, we are helped by worshiping God. And the Bible teaches we need to draw near to Him. Look at the 10th chapter, the Hebrew letter, and verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. That verse simply says, we draw near to God. If God is far away from us, my friends, it's not because God withdrew from us, but rather because we've walked away from Him. So, if we find ourselves separated from God, frequently someone will say this to me, I don't feel as close to God as I ought to feel. Well, remember, God didn't move. It was not God who went away from us. We turn our backs upon God, and so that's the situation that we're facing. But there's strength that comes by being able to worship God. The psalmist David said in Psalms 122 and verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I'm sorry to say, there are some people that I've invited to services before now who were not glad to hear that invitation. There are some people who just don't want any part of religion. That is, at least while things are well with them here upon the earth. Now, usually people like that, when they get sickness and when they get sorrow, they turn to God. They maybe don't have time for Him at any other time, but if they get down on the flat of their back, it's not infrequent to hear somebody saying, oh God, please help me. And it's not infrequent that these people call a preacher and say, would you pray for me? Now, what's the reason for that? Well, I recognize God as my helper, and I recognize that I need Him. Well, friends, wouldn't it be far better if when things are well with me, if I show that I love God genuinely, wouldn't it be far better when troubles come my way and I need to talk to God, if I've been doing that on a regular basis? Wouldn't it be far better if the time comes that I have been, through all kinds of trials and troubles, if I recognize that God has always been by my side and I've always tried to serve Him, then it won't be such a shock when a request comes in regard to needing help from our Father who made us. There's strength in our worship. We draw near to God in our worship unto Him. What a great privilege it is to be able to assemble and worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, we appreciate being with you again today, and I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.